Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Wednesday, February 19th, 2020. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Mac Stadium. As beta testing of watchOS 6.2 continues, Apple has released watchOS 6.1.3 to the public this week. The update includes bug fixes and performance improvements critical to some Apple Watch users. And for those who have compatible Apple Watch models but still use an iPhone that runs iOS 12, Apple has also released watchOS 6.3.5 today. Apple says that both of these watchOS updates include improvements and bug fixes, including a fix for an issue that prevented the irregular heart rhythm notification from working as expected for Apple Watch owners in Iceland. This obviously isn't an important update for everyone, but for those affected users, it was a critical bug, hence why Apple has broken its schedule and released an unexpected watchOS update. All Apple Watch owners can update their Apple Watch through the Watch app on their iPhone. We expect Apple to continue beta testing watchOS 6.2 for a few more weeks, with the release sometime in late March. In other news, Altos Odyssey is the successor to the popular game Altos Adventure, and it launched on iPhone, iPad, and Apple TV in February of 2018. But now, Altos Odyssey has expanded to the Mac and is now available through the Mac App Store. For those unfamiliar, the Altos series of games has been incredibly popular on all platforms, winning numerous awards from both Apple and many other sources. Altos Odyssey is the standalone follow-up to Altos Adventure, but you don't need to have played one to play the other. Altos Odyssey is an endless runner-style game with beautiful graphics and a complimentary soundtrack, with gamification that centers on scoring points through tricks and distance. But you can completely remove all of that gamification with something called Zen Mode, which allows you to just travel through the different environments in Altos Odyssey. And thanks to a corresponding update to the iOS, tvOS, and iPadOS version of the game, all of your progress will sync with your Mac as well. So you can play on your iPhone, then immediately pick it up on your Mac thanks to that iCloud syncing. If you want to give Altos Odyssey a try on your Mac, you can download it now via the Mac App Store for $9.99. We are sponsored this week by Mac Stadium, provider of Mac infrastructure as a service. As anyone creating apps for Mac or iOS knows, Apple requires you to build with macOS on authentic Mac hardware. Unfortunately, this leaves many Mac developer teams working with their own hardware in-house, Mac Pros in a closet or a stack of Mac Minis under a desk. Mac Stadium has solved this problem by making Mac private clouds available in enterprise-grade data centers around the world. They're like AWS, Azure, or GCP, but for Mac hardware. And Mac Stadium recently introduced a new virtualization layer called Orca. This allows developer teams to use standard tools like Docker to create and manage scalable API-driven Mac clouds. For 9 to 5 Mac Daily listeners, Mac Stadium is offering 50% off your first 2 months of a Mac Mini subscription now when you enter code 9to5Mac at the link in the show notes below. My thanks to Mac Stadium for their support of 9 to 5 Mac Daily. A new report from reliable Apple analyst Ming-Chi Kuo says that he expects production of Apple's rumored ultra-wideband item trackers to ramp up during the second or third quarter of this year. Kuo says that the supply chain will be producing tens of millions of AirTag units by the end of this year. He doesn't go into specifics about when we can expect a release, but a production ramp-up in Q2 or Q3 certainly suggests a release sometime in 2020, likely in the fall alongside new iPhone announcements. The Apple Item Tracker tags will allow customers to locate real-world objects like keys or suitcases in the Find My app. The tags will use the offline finding capabilities introduced in the core of iOS 13 to allow anyone's device to be able to detect the trackers anonymously. This means that the worldwide network of iPhones, iPads, and Macs will be able to be on the lookout for the AirTag beacons. When a signal is found, the Find My app can automatically notify the true owner of the tag's location. If the owner has an iPhone equipped with Apple's U1 chip, like the latest iPhone 11 series, then they will also be able to precisely see the location of the item in an augmented reality view. 9to5Mac first reported on Apple's AirTags last year, and since then we found more and more evidence of their continued development. They're likely to be positioned as competitors to the popular tile item trackers, but they'll have one inherent advantage: the ability to tap into the entire user base of iPhone and iPad and Mac users. As development continues, it's notable that we're now expecting an AirTag release sometime this year. Other things new on 9to5 Mac today include a new video from Jeff Benjamin in which he goes hands-on with the new foldable Galaxy Z Flip. Speaker maker Bose has also announced that it is rolling out AirPlay 2 support to 9 more speakers next week. You can find the details on that at the link in the show notes below. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can read all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.